turunduse täht.
I just got back to Adelaide last night after being on Kangaroo Island for their festival, which is a wine and food festival on Australia's third largest island. And I was just absolutely blown away by it because it really was a true example of experiential luxury. I think so many marketeers keep talking about, oh, you know, it's no longer about the product, it's all about the experience, but they don't actually know how to deliver that. And to me, you know, that's what I, you know, I encountered the natural bounty of the earth and the sea. I celebrated the rich history and the spirit and the character of Kangaroo Island through the degustation of all its, you know, food and wine events. And but there was also Stephanie Alexander, a very famous chef here in Australia, who has a kitchen garden foundation, which is all about ensuring a pleasurable food education and that it's accessible to every Australian school with a primary curriculum. And so when she hosted her dinner on the island, in the middle of the table were all these planters of lettuce and salads, which was grown by the local school children. So all the people at opening night, there were scissors all on the tables. And so we all cut our own salads for our own meal. And I just think it's almost one of those things when how, you know, we can, again, like I said, we can all talk about that we want intimacy and magic and connection in our brands and what we're kind of trying to bring through in the world. But to actually be able to see it as an experience for me was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. It's a very good example or a very good candidate. My candidate this week comes from completely different worlds, from other side of the world, for both Australia and almost for Estonia as well. And it comes from Africa, from a country called Liberia that for just a couple of days ago declared that they are now free from Ebola. And what I noticed was that they said that it's thanks to a national marketing campaign that they started to teach people how to wash their hands, not touch, not really learning the basic things how to avoid Ebola. And now they say that for 42 days, there are no new cases. So it seems that the country is free. And I think that usually we talk about marketing that is it kind of, I don't know, creating unmet needs or whatever the thing is. But here would I say that this was the campaign that helped to save a nation. So this would be my candidate. So Christina, now you are free to make a choice whom you think we should send an award.
Wow. Well, I guess my
what a choice.
Is always to humanity. So I think we're going to have to go with yours.
Okay. So we tried to find out, probably via our foreign ministry, whom we can award and say that they have done a great job saving a nation. But I think also that that your case about connecting to the nature is very important, of course, from a completely different point of view, but still good example for learning and inspiration.